You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Ogleseth.
We get to chat with our KFUO Church of the Week in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us in studio, Cantor Matthew Gerhardt of St. Paul's Lutheran Church and School in De Pere, Missouri. Cantor Gerhardt, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
We always enjoy chatting about sacred music, church music with you, and I know there are some wonderful events coming up at St. Paul's De Pere as we celebrate this season, and you are our KFUO Church of the Week. We love doing this. Every December we get together, and we appreciate your partnership with KFUO, and we get to talk about what's coming up during the Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany seasons at St. Paul's De Pere, opportunities to gather around the Word, and especially with good church music. And what are some things you'd like to highlight from this season, Advent, Christmas, and moving forward?
Well, there are so many wonderful things at St. Paul's, but of course, one of my favorite things is our lessons and carols coming up on Saturday, December 7th and Sunday, December 8th.
Lessons and carols coming up Saturday, December 7th and Sunday, December 8th. It sounds like something as a cantor might be consuming a little bit of your time, but you love it. So you just shared something that you love. So let's talk about what happens at Lessons and Carols. How long has it been a tradition at St. Paul's?
We've at St. Paul's have been doing that for around 30 years. I'd have to check with my predecessor for certain, but the structure of the service has stayed largely the same. And it's a great service because it tells the salvation story from the fall right up to Jesus' birth and ending with the wonderful John 1 reading. And the lessons fit with the carols that follow and reflect and expound on the text in such meaningful and beautiful ways.
What is the structure of the service? What does this look like for somebody who has never been to a Lessons and Carols service? Which, if you haven't, definitely check this out. What does the service look like?
It looks like a lot of singing, and it's really wonderful, especially at this time of year. We have a tradition of a hymn of the month also at St. Paul's, so we're going to start with our hymn of the month, which is Savior of the Nations Come, and divide it up with the congregation, the choir, and lots of wonderful things. That's how we enter together into this time of worship. And then there are some prayers, and then we go right into the reading from Genesis, and that follows with a carol, and it goes through 9 readings like that. And the readers come from the choir and from the congregation, and the choir responds with the carols, and the congregation sings hymns for Christmas and Advent that go with the lessons too, and so it's fully participatory. And at the end, St. Paul's tradition is to end with the congregation holding candles and singing Silent Night. That's a favorite part for many of the service. The lights are dimmed and we finish with Silent Night and enter back into Advent and prepare for Christmas.
That candlelight is always, I think every church that does it, that is definitely a favorite part of any candlelight service. What are some of the highlights for you this year as you're planning the service? What are some of your favorite parts that you're looking forward to?
Oh, that's a tough question for a cantor. It's trying to figure out what your favorite things are.
I know.
Each of the carols is my favorite. Each of the hymns are my favorite. At least that's what I say out loud. What I love is the congregational singing too, allowing the congregation to participate very, very fully in this. But of course, there are some really lovely choral anthems that fit so well with the text. And it's an opportunity to sing those and sort of spend a little bit more time reflecting on that than you might have in a normal service. And for the choir, it's this focused preparation time, and being able to make music with the choir and with the orchestra that we have is really special for me.
Now, you mentioned congregational singing, so there will be traditional Christmas hymns or carols, if you will, that will be familiar to the congregation. There will also be beautiful pieces from the choir, the singing, that maybe aren't as familiar to everyone. I know we can't ask a favorite because that's not fair to ask a musician, but maybe just one piece that the choir will be singing this year that you've worked really hard on that you're really just looking forward to presenting.
One of the things I'm really looking forward to presenting is a setting of the Magnificat, Mary's Words, by Philip Moore, who's a British composer still living. I had the opportunity to meet him last year. And so to bring that to our choir and to be able to work on that has been really a rewarding experience for all of us. Although I would say that probably the favorite for the choir and most of the congregation alike will be Paul Mont's setting of In So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come.
Always a favorite.
So tell us about the choir that does all this preparation to help lead Lessons and Carols at St. Paul's. This is made up of a group of members of the congregation who are willing to put in the hours, not minutes, but hours of preparation for this service. Tell us a little bit about the choir.
Absolutely. We actually have an intergenerational choir at St. Paul's, which means that our fifth through eighth graders work with me during the week, a couple of times during the week, and some of them even more, the ones who are really dedicated and involved. And also they combine with the adults who are, I won't say your typical church choir, but very dedicated servants at our church. And we gather together. We rehearse separately most of the time, but we gather together on Sundays to sing together, but also for these special events like lessons and carols.
How does an event like this really bring together the community of St. Paul's congregation, but then other people that find this as part of their tradition in Advent?
Since this has been happening for so long, we see some regular faces that we don't see at other times of the year. But it's a wonderful way to gather around the word together and to reflect and to sing and to be a congregation together. And also for those who are looking for a bit of a break from the hectic pace to come and reflect more fully on what's happening. And we also have time for fellowship with a light reception afterwards, which is also a favorite. There are a few cookies involved.
That was my next question. Any traditions that follow lessons and carols?
Yeah, punch and cookies. It's sort of the standard, but I have to say that my wife and my mother-in-law made them, so I'm a bit partial to the reception.
Okay, do you have a favorite cookie at the reception?
Or this time of year?
You don't want to clue us in on your favorite cookie this time of year?
I don't think I can make a favorite choice.
You'll be in trouble if you do, right?
That's right.
Wise man.
All right. In addition to lessons, carols, which is the highlight of, I'm sure for you, is certainly something that you enjoy as a cantor and getting to be together with the choir. But the choir also is singing at other services throughout the season as well. What are other services coming up at St. Paul's de Pere?
We have quite a number of services at St. Paul's. We have our midweek services at 9:30 and 5:30 every Wednesday. And on Christmas Eve, we have, of course, many services. 3 and 4:30 are the sort of the big services, but candlelight services also occur at 8 and 10:30. And 10:30 is the full one with orchestra and choir. And there's something special about gathering in the dark to celebrate Christ's birth. Christmas Day is also a big affair at St. Paul's with brass and choir and organ. And that's at 10 a.m.
It's a lot of services, a lot of preparation. What are some of the things that people can expect at the midweek services and, of course, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day? What are the things that make these services at St. Paul's very unique, very special to you?
Well, the midweek services, this is the first place I've experienced. They're actually full divine services, so they are with communion also, which I think is a little bit unusual and a tradition at St. Paul's from before my time. And so that's something to expect there. On the third week of Advent, the days of which I've forgotten, our fifth through eighth graders become the leaders of the service. And that becomes, it's not a Christmas program, but a Christmas service that they lead and tell the story of salvation through that in another way, which is a pretty special tradition at St. Paul's.
That is really neat. All right. So Christmas then, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, then we still have, it doesn't stop with Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Then we move into more services for special occasions at New Year's Eve and Epiphany as well, right?
Yes, New Year's Eve, St. Paul's tradition is to have a 5 p.m. service, which has its own special liturgy to remember the year that has passed and to look forward to the year that is coming and God's grace in all of that. And we will celebrate Epiphany on the Sunday nearest, so I believe that's January 5th.
What do we need to know to attend, like lessons and carols or any of these special services? What information do we need to have? Because it's probably going to be quite full.
Indeed. You should know that St. Paul's is at 12345 Manchester Road in De Pere, which is easy enough that I can remember that. It's at near the intersection of Manchester and Interstate 270 and across from the West County Center Shopping Mall. And so that's sort of an easy landmark for it. We are in the middle of a very large construction project you should be aware of. There is parking at the north end of our parking lot and also in the Edward Jones parking garage across the street, which is a closer walk, believe it or not.
It is a closer walk. I've parked in both of those places. So I'm hearing leave extra time because you will have to walk from one of those parking spaces. What about are there drop-off zones for accessibility for people who maybe are hearing walking and going, I don't know, that's not really my jam. What about for those people?
Yes, there is drop-off zone very near the church, on either side of the church, in fact. And there are a few places reserved near the church, too, for those with accessibility needs.
Perfect. Now, you as cantor, I mean, you're putting in a lot of work to do all of these things. We've talked about the choirs, but talk to us about the brass and the orchestra. Not every church has an orchestra that they can pull out for Christmas. So tell us about the orchestra and the brass, those instrumentalists that get to also be involved in all of these services.
We at St. Paul's are blessed to be able to do these things. And I remind the choir and the congregation of that as often as I can, that this is a true blessing for us to be able to do. And you're right, not every church is able to do that. But we do have the resources. Many of the instrumentalists are members of St. Paul's, but I like to call it St. Paul's and Friends, because we also have the friends that we bring in from, you might see them as familiar faces with the American Cantri, with whom we have the partnership, or other places like that. Lots of longtime instrumentalists that join us for special occasions, too.
Very good. So stpaulsdepair.org, pretty easy to find, or you can even Google St. Paul's Depair. But if you go to that website, you can find all of these services listed by clicking on the Advent and Christmas button right in the center of the page. That's how I found it, right?
We've tried to make it very easy like that.
stpaulsdepair.org, click on the Advent and Christmas button. That'll show you a schedule of all of the services and special occasions going on at St. Paul. There are a number of other events as well, some special events, but the registration's already filled up for those. So. Well, look ahead next year, well in advance for those.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us today, Cantor. We appreciate you spending some time. We appreciate St. Paul's partnering with KFUO during this time of year and giving us the opportunity to share with all of our listeners about all the wonderful events happening at St. Paul's during Advent, Christmas, and the Epiphany.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.